7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope this morning. And today we get to talk with Caitlin Root, the Executive Director of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. Caitlin, thanks for taking a few minutes and talking with us.
Absolutely.
So we've got to, now there are some people that might think we're planning way ahead, but this is coming quick. The 2026 Minnesota Cattlemen Summer Tour.
Yes, it is coming quick. And I think sometimes it doesn't really hit us. We're like, oh, it's only May. But I mean, July is going to be here before we know it.
It is right around the corner. And even more important, and we should mention, the day of the event is July 14th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tuesday, July 14th.
Okay. And we're going to get into everything that's going on. But the first thing I want to bring up is that early bird registration is going on right now.
Yes, correct. So everyone can go to our website and register ahead of time. Ticket prices right now are $30 for general admission. That includes breakfast, lunch, steak dinner, so all day for $30, and the ticket prices will rise on Friday, June 19th. So be sure to purchase your tickets before that deadline.
Yes, and when you, even if you do nothing else but come and eat, $30 for breakfast, lunch, and a steak dinner, you can't even buy a steak dinner for $30 anymore.
I know. This admission fee, it's really a steal. So we never want folks to feel like they can't afford to come to the tour. We want everyone to be able to attend. So I agree that $30 is a pretty good deal for the day.
Let's talk a little bit about what the day is. We know you're going to get plenty to eat, but what's going to happen through the day?
Yes, so first things first, registration starts at 6:30 in the morning at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, and then that's where you'll have your light breakfast and coffee, and then around 7:30 is when that first round of buses will head to tour stops. The last round of buses will leave around 8 o'clock, and then really throughout the day, each bus is going to be going to different stops. We have 9 tour stops lined up. You'll come back to the fairgrounds for lunch and then head out again and then come back for supper. So it's really a full day of heading out to all of our tour stops.
And what are they going to see at some of these tour stops?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a wide variety, like always. We've got our cow-calf operations. We've got a seed stock display. We've got feedlots. And they're unique feedlots because a lot of them have been expanding. So you'll see new pit barns, new monoslopes. You'll see these cattle producers that have been able to expand within the last few years. So we're really excited about that. And then we'll be stopping at ADM and Relco as well, and those are our ag business stops. We always like to not only stop at cattle operations, but agriculture businesses that support the community as well.
And I would also think, especially when you're lining up buses, and there's a lot of moving parts to make this whole thing work, and that's another reason why it's important to get signed up early, is to help you and the organizers get enough buses and enough stakes and everything else.
Yes, absolutely. We've been working hard with the Southwest Cattlemen. They're our local host for this year. And you're absolutely right. There are a lot of moving parts, and it's really helpful for us to know about how many people will be attending. That way we can really work with the bus companies and catering as well to ensure that we have enough food for everyone. But we will be grilling ourselves. So for lunch, we're grilling brisket for brisket sandwiches. And then for supper, we're grilling the steaks. So
wow.
That's one cool thing when you come to a cattleman event. We will be grilling for everyone.
Boy, that is That sounds good. You're making me hungry.
I know, and it's only 10 a.m., so we've got a while till lunch.
Yep, that is right. Let's take just a minute and talk a little bit about the State Cattlemen's Association. You as the executive director, it's National Beef Month. It's a good time for us to be talking along with this event. Now, this is an annual event, and Southwest Minnesota's fortunate this year because you rotated around to different parts of the state. So it's an opportunity maybe for people that haven't had a chance to go again.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of my favorite parts personally about the summer tour. Each year it's in a different area in Minnesota. So we're evidently going to bring in new people that maybe have never had experience with the Cattlemen's Association. And they're just coming to check it out because it's in their area. So it offers a really great opportunity to kind of expand to producers, show them what the Cattlemen's Association is all about, and then consumers as well. So not everyone that attends the tour is a producer. Sometimes you might just have consumers in the area that think it sounds like a fun day. So it's a really neat opportunity to kind of extend the Cattlemen's Association to a new group of people.
Well, and that was the next thing I was going to ask you, was if you had to be a producer in order to attend.
Yeah, definitely not. So we welcome everyone. We typically have producers, consumers, and we always invite legislators as well from Minnesota and our national offices, because that's a really great opportunity as well for the folks representing us. And the lawmakers in the state who maybe don't have as much experience being around agriculture, what a perfect opportunity for them to spend the day going around to operations and talking with farmers and ranchers and really learning about how beef is raised in Minnesota. So definitely don't need to be a producer, and all are welcome on our tour.
Caitlin, would you consider this the big event for the Cattlemen's Association for the year?
Yes, it's definitely our most attended. So we might get 600 plus people at this summer tour. It's a huge event for us. Our convention in December each year does very, very well as well, and it's a really fun event, but summer tour is the highest attended event that we have here.
Okay. Are there other things about the association that we should mention as long as we're talking?
Well, I would just say that I think it's important for everyone to get involved. Aside from summer tour and convention, another really great event that we have is each year in April during the legislative session, we grill steaks out on the front lawn of the Minnesota Capitol for legislators and their staffers. So another great time for folks to come out and be involved. Obviously, April has passed for this year, but just future reference, stay involved with the Cattlemen's Association, check out all of the events that we do, and definitely become a member if you aren't already.
Is there a simple website for people?
Yes, mnsca.org is our website, and you'll see the summer tour tab right on the top. You can click that for tour information, and then on the right side is the become a member tab. You can click there for all of the information on memberships as well.
Very good. Caitlin, what else do we need to make sure people know about?
You know, I would just say let's all hope for great weather on July 14th. get your tickets ahead of time and check out the website for all of the information.
And we should also mention the cattle don't go inside necessarily when it starts raining, so this is a rain or shine event.
Yep, this is rain or shine. That's stated on our website as well. So, you can come join us no matter what the weather is like.
All right, let's go through the details one more quick time. The day and time of the event?
Yep, Tuesday, July 14th, Marshall, Minnesota. The headquarters are at the Lyon County Fairgrounds with registration beginning at 6:30 in the morning. And the first round of buses will start heading to the tour stops around 7:30. But it's definitely better to be there earlier rather than later.
All right. And you need to get signed up. Early registration is closing quick.
Yes. So get your tickets by Friday, June 19th to ensure you get your ticket at $30. Students and children are free, but after Friday, June 19th, those prices will rise.
And the way to get your ticket is to go to the website.
Yep, you go to our website at mnsca.org, click on the Summer Tour tab. All of the information is right there. If you, of course, are not able to register prior to the event, that's all right. You can get your tickets day of, but we just recommend that everyone does this prior to the tour.
Very good. All right, Caitlin, hey, we sure appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that is Caitlin Root, the Executive Director of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. The Minnesota Cattlemen Summer Tour, it's coming up. So make sure you go to the website, mnsca.org, and get all the details. It's 18 minutes now after 10 o'clock at KDOM.